Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Remember last week we had talked about videos and how we were really pushing going into the next year with staying in front of our sphere of influence, despite having to be socially distanced through a large chunk of the year, moving a lot of our contacts to social media, to digital marketing, to emails, and using video, what I called quick video, as opposed to formal video. Huge difference. Like, I don't want you guys getting videographers and spending thousands of dollars and creating elaborate commercials. That's not what I want. I mean, that's great if you're there and that helps you. But for most of us, what we really need to do is just stay in front of our people and literally using a cell phone and going live, or just using a cell phone and posting it, or using, you know, just spending $80 and getting a 1080 high def webcam and recording yourself on Zoom to pump out a video every 2 weeks, 26 videos a year, to stay in front of your people. That's what I want you to see. That's what I want you to do. I want you to grow your SOI. I want you to cultivate your SOI. I want you to build rapport with them. And quite frankly, you cannot call them every 2 weeks. I'm sorry, it's just not gonna work. You're gonna get a freaking restraining order against yourself. However, you can do it via video, and you can evidence that you're a confident person. You can evidence that you're not shy, because no one wants a shy freaking realtor. I'll tell you that right now. Does that make sense? No one wants a shy realtor. I know I don't. Do you want a shy realtor? Do you want a shy lawyer too while you're at it? That'd be good. So for those of you that are like really reserved about putting yourself out there, boy, get over that one. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, get over that one. No one wants that. It's the worst quality you could possibly have. They want aggressive, hard charging marketers and negotiators. They do not want shy. So what we got to do is we got to be very assertive, and we got to get uncomfortable with our behavior. And shooting video is one of those. But one of the most difficult things, especially if you're, whether you're a shy person or aggressive person or what, is video content. Like, how am I going to shoot 26 videos? I mean, how many lenders can I freaking interview? You know what I mean? So I want to help you with your content. Okay. So with video marketing, there is a very, very simple outline that I want you to follow, okay, for your video content. And I'm going to ask you all to write these things down. So get a pen out. I'm going to have you write down. It's a 6-part outline. You could type it too if you don't have a pen. Type it on your screen, wherever. Just make sure you don't lose it. I don't have this on my screen to share with you, so it's going to come out of my mouth. The good news is it's 6 parts. And it's 6 total words, so you don't need a lot of space. Part number one is who. Who. Part number two of your video will be what. What. Part number three is going to be why. Part number four is going to be when. Part number five is where. And six is how. Who, what, when. Who, what, why, when, where, how. Who, what, why, when, where, how. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Who, what, why, when, where, how. Sounds like Dr. Seuss. But it actually should sound like something you learned way back in elementary school, maybe high school. It's basically, if you're writing a journalistic essay, they want your article to contain answers to these 6 questions. So if you've ever taken a journalism course of any kind, where you write an article covering something or an essay covering something, you better answer those 6 questions. Your video needs to do the same thing, okay? So one of the biggest things we can do is address the who, what, why, when, where, and how about different things that we're talking about. So for example, if we are going to have a Photos with Santa client event, tell me the who. Hi, I'm Brian Eisenhower with Eisenhower Real Estate Team. We are having a what, which is a Santa event this Saturday, so that why all of you can, since the malls are closed, you can all come out and meet Santa in a contact-free environment, blah, 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 and your kids will still be happy. That's why. And then when it's going to be this Friday, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, where it's going to be over here at the blah, blah, blah park, how, just register or RSVP or just show up, whatever. That's my call to action. So this can be about anything. If you're having an Easter coloring contest on Facebook, who, what, where, when, why, how. Remember the importance, when I say client event, I'm not just talking about what you think of as a client event. I'm talking about anything you're trying to coordinate. Anything. And what I love is piggyback events. Like, even if your local HOA that you're trying to farm is having a potluck, just freaking pick up your camera and promote it. Who, what, why, when, where, how. Now it's your event. Who hosts the event? You're better off not being the host, because then you don't have to worry about it. But if there's a local like children's museum in your neighborhood, or if there is a local like charitable event, or if the Kiwanis Club is doing something, or the Rotary Club's doing something, or the Boys and Girls Club is doing something, steal their event and just start promoting it for them. Make it your event. I mean, you might need to ask some people for some permission, but they're always going to give it to you. You're just trying to promote their event. It's a reason for you to stay in front of your people. It's another way for them to see your mug and see you're doing well. Make sense? So it doesn't have to be your event. And quite frankly, if you're saying I can't do an event because I'm not a bigwig like those other agents that have all that money, then I don't even know how to help you. There are so many freaking events that cost nothing.
And follow, like, even on Instagram, your local city, their board of tourism, all of that, because they're putting out that information. And that's a perfect way for you to just, while you're there on Instagram, on your phone, download the video, like, flip it around and promote their event, tag them in it.
Help them. Yes. I mean, think about how many different businesses are trying to struggle to stay afloat right now. You could help them, promote them. Who, what, why, when, where, how can we help them? Someone got a CrossFit gym they're trying to keep open outdoors. Someone got a restaurant they're trying to keep open outdoors. Someone trying to put on an event that they're trying to keep open. Anything like that, because we're going to go through all kinds of crazy stages this coming year of things being partially open, things not being open, things like that. All that's going to happen. Different businesses that need support right now, maybe it's just helping them. They can't be open at all. They just can only do takeout and delivery. So promote it. Tell people to go keep them alive, or they're not going to be around come June. So help them out. Here's what you can do. Here's their menu. Show it. Share your screen. Get it digitally and flip your screen around on Zoom and share it. Help people. Be the voice of your community. Be a leader. All you need is who, what, why, when, where, how. That's all you need. Then you just got to find different events to promote, different things to do good in the world. Run around and sprinkle your magic pixie dust of do good and watch what comes back. You start building a business this way. Everyone in your SOI sees you as a community leader now. They see you as a supporter. Most importantly, they see you a lot and they remember you. Interview business owners, promote your events, promote other people's events. Occasionally mix in a boring client update. Be educational from time to time. Very, very limited though. That stuff's a little played out. Makes sense? But every now and then, it's important to tell them something. Tell them something. If rates drop below 2% or whatever, they start giving you money. They give you money to take their money. They do the negative interest rate thing. Talk about it. Throw it out there. If you had 40 offers on a listing, talk about it. That's interesting. Makes sense? So you should have, I'm trying to take away all of the reasons why you're going to not do 26 videos next year. Because I guarantee you, as long as your radar is up and you're always looking for contacts and ways to do good, you find a way to do good and you apply who, what, why, when, where, how to it, you got a video and you got good content.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.